Dad and I regarded each other. Not a word was spoken, but I knew what he was saying. In a contest between going to university and looking after some baby that was supposed to be mine, as far as Dad was concerned, there was no contest. I closed my eyes.
Dante.
Dad, I know what you want me to do, I snapped. But then what? Serve burgers or sweep the streets for the rest of my life? Or sit behind a desk all day juggling insurance claims and bored out of my skull like my dad?
If that's what it takes, yes, Dad replied. You do whatever is legal and necessary to make money.
Even if Melanie came back right this minute and took Emma away, you'd still be financially responsible for your daughter for the next 18 years. You think about that. And there's no shame in taking any job you can get to support your family.
Family? Dad and Adam were my family. I didn't want or need anyone else. This baby would never belong, would never be wanted by me. If Dad wasn't here, I would have put the thing in my arms down on the ground and punched the walls until my hands bled.
Dante, look at your daughter, said Dad.
What? Dad stood up and walked over to me. He adjusted my hold of the baby until it was lying in the crook of my arm. Its eyes closed, its face turned up towards mine. It was the first time I'd had to look at it, properly look at it. Its face was round, with plump cheeks and a tiny pink mouth. Such a lot of noise could come from that mouth. Its black hair framed its head like a swimming hat, and it had the longest eyelashes that swept down its cheeks as it slept. It was warm and still in my arms, as exhausted from all that crying as I was. I don't know what Dad was expecting. Did he think I'd look down at it and decide that flipping burgers for the rest of my life was a small price to pay for having this thing in my life? Did he think I'd hold it in my arms and suddenly realise just how much I loved it? Well, I didn't. I felt nothing. And that, more than anything else, scared the hell out of me the most.